Good morning. That's English, isn't it?
啊，早晨。
We say praise the Lord.
我哋话赞美主。
Happy to be with you at this time when we think of our Lord's advent.
啊，十分嘅啊欢喜啊嚟到啊系见到大家啊，特别系啊讲到主嘅来临。
We are expecting to have three sessions, not today.
啊，我哋会有三堂嘅信息，当然唔系都系今日。
One today, one tomorrow, and one on Tuesday. No, yeah, Tuesday.
啊，一个系今日，一个信息系听日朝头早，一个礼拜二朝头早。
And we're going to think about the Lord's advent in each of those sessions.
啊，每一个嘅信息我哋都系嚟到啊思想主嘅嚟到。
This morning or no, this afternoon. It is I am come.
啊，今日我哋同大家交通嘅就我来了。
They are words of the Lord.
啊，呢个系主所讲嘅说话。
Tomorrow morning it will be if I had not come.
啊，听日朝头早要同大家讲嘅题目，那系如果我冇嚟到。
They are the words of the Lord.
啊，呢都系主讲嘅说话。
And it's worth thinking about. Suppose he had not come.
啊，好似主话，如果假如主冇嚟到。
How different everything would have been.
啊，咁一切嘅事情系会几唔同咧？
And then on Tuesday morning, God willing,
啊，礼拜二上昼，如果主一愿意
，I will come again.
啊，但系主话我会再来。
All the words of the Lord which we're going to consider.
啊，呢啲嘅系主嘅话，我哋要去思想嘅。
Now I'm not correcting dear brother Sunny.
啊，我唔系要教正啊 Sunny 弟兄讲嘅嘢。
But I'm just going to add a little bit.
啊，我想加点点。
He's spoken about the word Christian.
啊，佢系交通到啊基督徒啊呢个字。
Well, you only have to take out one letter in English.
啊，如果喺英文嘅里边，你攞出一个字母。
And it's Christ in.
啊，但系如果冇咗个 A 字咧，就变咗喺基督里边。
And that is what a Christian really is.
啊，呢个系啊基督徒实际上就系咁样啦。
One in whom Christ is living.
那一个人基督活在他里面的就叫基督徒。
Christ is their life.
基督是他们的生命。
The Apostle Paul said,
保罗这样说
bringing, no, no, wait a minute, in Christ, glory to God in, no, what is that? I've forgotten it in a moment.Oh, Christ, the hope of glory.
啊，保罗佢话啊，基督系我哋嘅荣耀盼望。
No other hope of glory.
啊，嗰度再冇别嘅荣耀嘅盼望。
I say, where are you going when you die?
啊，如果你话你死咗去边度咧
？Oh, I'm going to heaven.
啊，我知道我去天堂啦。
What? Not more than that.
啊，系比呢个更多。
We are called to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋被呼召嚟到要得着耶稣基督嘅荣耀。
We don't want to paddle in the shallows of the future.
啊，我哋唔想系好似喺将来啊，只系啊喺好浅水里边嗰度嚟到啊，系嚟到爬。
We want to reach the destination which God in His grace has called us to.
啊，我哋要达到去神喺恩典佢嘅恩典嘅里边呼召我哋嘅目的地。
And it's to the glory, sharing the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，呢个系荣耀噶，系同我哋嘅主嚟到分享佢嘅荣耀。
And Christ in us is the hope of that.
啊，基督喺我哋里边就系呢个荣耀嘅盼望啦。
I may have mentioned it before.
啊，即系我曾经同大家提过。
But I found a little tract, a gospel tract in India.
啊，喺印度啊，我就揾到一张嘅单张。
And it said, missing heaven.By 18 inches.
啊，嗰单张嘅题目咧，就系话啊，你错过咗天堂大概十八寸到啦。
I thought, how could I miss heaven by 18 inches?
我点会错过天堂系错过咗十八寸咧
？Well, it's the difference between the head and the heart.
啊，嗰个分别乃头同心嘅分别。
You can miss heaven by 18 inches.
你可以错过咗天堂，只系争十八寸。
You can have it all in the head.
你可以喺呢个头脑嘅里边有晒。
But it's in the heart where he has to be.
但系佢应该喺你嘅心嘅里边啦。
And we have no hope of glory except to be Christ in us in the heart.
啊，我哋冇荣耀嘅盼望，除非基督喺我哋嘅心嘅里面。
Well, that's a bit by the way.
咁呢个我真系好似拆开咗少少嚟到讲。
We're going this morning right back to the beginning。
今日我哋要翻翻去睇圣经，我哋又从最初嘅嚟到睇起。
In Genesis chapter 3,
创世记第三章。
Genesis chapter 3,
创世记第三章。
We have the story of the human race's beginning.
我哋喺呢度。我哋呢度有一个人类嘅起头。
The beginning of human history according to the Bible.
乃从圣经里面嘅记载话俾我哋听人类嘅历史系点样嘅起头。
May have been other things before.
可能呢个起头之前有其他嘢都未定。
But so far as human history, history belonging to our day.
但关乎系基督徒，关乎我哋今日我哋嘅历史。
The Bible gives it.In the beginning, at Genesis chapter 1.
神就是从创世第一章就给我们人类的起头。
God in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
说起初神创造天地。
Why?
为什么呢?
Why did he create the heaven and the earth?
神为什么创造天地呢?
Well, we're told in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16.
在哥罗西书第一章第十六节嗰度话俾我哋听
，He created it for himself。
佢创造呢个宇宙万物为佢自己
，Not in the first place for you or I, you or me。
神创造天地唔系为咗你，唔系为咗我噶。
God created the heavens and the earth for himself。
神创造天地为咗佢自己。
Why for himself？
点解为咗佢自己咧
？Because he was going to have a family。
因为神佢要得咗一个家庭。
He said, let us make man in our image and likeness.
神就说让我们按照我们的形象和样式来到做人。
The first words of God in the Bible according to us, relating to us.
在圣经里面第一句的说话是关乎到我们的。
Let us make man in our image and likeness.
让我们按照我们的形象和样式来到 做人。
Now, what is he indicating by that?
这句的说话是指着什么呢？
Not just that he's going to be God.
唔单止佢哋要成为神
，but he's going to be Father.
佢系要作为父亲。
That's a lovely word, isn't it?
父亲岂唔系一个好可爱嘅一个说一句嘅名称咩
？God may appear to be a hard word.
神好似一个好硬嘅一个说话。
It means the one who is responsible for all.
神意思就系嗰个负责一切嘅嗰一位。
That is true of him.
呢个对佢嚟讲系真噶。
The heavens do rule. That's God.
诸天掌权呢个嚟讲系神自己。
He is responsible for everything.
神系负责一切噶。
But Father, that's a nice word.
但系对另外嚟讲，呢一个系一个十分好嘅名词。
John says this.
约翰佢咁样讲。
What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God.
父向我们所显的何等的慈爱，我们竟然能够被称为神的儿女。
And Paul says,
保罗就说，
If children,
如果我们是儿子，
heirs,
我们就后嗣了。
Heirs, what's that?
后嗣是什么意思？
Having a right to something by birth.
后嗣的意思就是说，你出世你就有一个权利。
That's what an heir is.
后嗣就是这样的意思。
A person, maybe a girl, as well as a man.
一个人，无论是男无论是女。
Who has a right, a birthright.
他是有这个出世的时候，他有这个是承继的名分。
So Paul says, if children,
所以主说如果是儿女。
Heirs.
就是后嗣了。
Heirs of God.
就是神的后嗣。
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
呢个就是神佢嘅丰盛嚟到俾过我哋。
How much our Father has.
我哋嘅父神有咩嘢咧
？Everything.
我哋嘅父神有一切。
Children of God.
我哋系神嘅儿女。
Heirs of God.
我哋就系神嘅后嗣。
More than that.
比呢个更多。
Joint heirs with Christ.
与基督同作后嗣。
And if so be we suffer with him.
如果我们与他一同受苦
we shall be glorified with him.
我们就同他一同得荣耀了。
Oh, what a future we have.
我们有一个何等的将来。
If Christ is in us,
如果基督在我们里面,
and it's needful,
这个是需要的,
He must be in us, not just on us.
祂一定要在我们里面, 不只在我们的上面,
not just in the head,
不只在我们的头脑里面,
but in the heart,
在我们的心里面,
we have glorious future.
我们有一个荣耀的将来。
I can get out of bed in the morning with a spring in my step.
我早上起床的时候，我能够好似弹弓咁样弹起来。
Why?
点解呢？
Because I've got something to live for.
因为我有啲嘅嘢我要期望嘅，去活着。
Have you got something to live for?
你有冇啲嘢你系想活着嘅咧？为着嘅咧？
We have to admit sadly.
我要好伤心嘅嚟到承认。
But there are many young people between 18 and 25,
很多年轻人是18岁至25岁之间,
who seem to have nothing to live for.
好像他们没什么是为着他们可以活的。
And that's why some of them are taking their lives. There are suicides among teenagers and adults.
有些大人他们会自杀了。
We've got something to live for if we're Christians.
如果我们基督徒的话，我们实际上有一些东西我们是为着去活的。
And we have resources to live for it.
我们有那个来源，有那个供应来到叫我们可以去活着。
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
基督在我们的里面是荣耀的盼望。
Well, we're going to speak about him.
我们今天是要讲到基督。
We want to know him. We need to know him.
我们要认识他，我十分需要认识他。
God grant we may know him more.
求主给我怜悯我们，叫我们能够多认识他。
As I said, we're going to begin at the beginning.
我们提到说我们要从创世纪来到开始，从最初来到开始。
You may know the story of Adam and Eve.
你对亚当和夏娃的故事你很熟悉都未定。
It may not be necessary for it to be read.
或者我们没需要来到读这些经文。
But there may be some here who are not familiar with it.
但或者我们当中有人对创世纪发生的事情是不熟悉的。
And there may be some here who dismiss the whole thing. Oh, it's only a fable.
很多人他们拒绝接受这些事的记载，说这是神话。
No, no, we don't have fables in the Bible.
圣经里面没有神话的。
We have facts.
我们有的事实。
Not fiction.
我们有的不是一些幻想故事。
Not fantasy.
不是人的梦幻。
There's history here.
这个记载的历史。
Why has God given us so much in our Bible?
为什么神给我们这么多在圣经里面呢?
And why should we bother to read it?
为什么我们这么要不以其烦的来读神的圣经呢?
Because it's history and God means us to learn of him by history.
因为这个历史是神要我们从历史里面来认识他。
In Hinduism they say,
在印度教的里面他们说
Our religion has no historical basis.
他们说他们的信仰没有历史的根据。
It's based on legend and mythology.
就是从传说和一些玄妙 的故事。
That's not a very good foundation for the future, is it?
这个不是一个对将来一个好的根基。
I thank God. My faith is based on history.
我的信是基于历史的。
On events that are facts.
这些事情是事实来的，是发生了的。
He came.
主耶稣真的来过这个世界。
What if he hadn't come?
如果他不来的时候，那会怎样呢?
And he's coming again.
他会再次回来。
So we're thinking about that, but we're beginning at the beginning.
我们要思想这个题目，但是今天我们从最初的来到开始。
What was it in the beginning?
最初的时候是怎样呢?
God provided a wonderful environment.
神是为人来到预备了一个很奇妙的环境。
You may say, He created the heavens and the earth.
神创造天地。
Yes, but follow, or see what follows that.
但是我们如果到来的时候，我们看见的是什么呢?
And you have a description.
那有什么形容?
How he prepared so wonderfully for the family he was going to have.
他怎样来到为着他将来要有的家庭来到预备。
That's what a father does if he's sensible and expecting a family.
这个是一个父亲应该会做的，如果他期望他会有一个家庭的时候。
Of course, the mother also does some preparation.
当然母亲都会做准备。
Well, God provided wonderful environment. Everything should be suitable and helpful to God's purpose in man.
神是预备了一个环境来到，是为着要帮助神所创造的人，要达到神的目的。
planted him in a garden.
啊、神系将我哋摆喺个园子嘅里面。
Full of fruit trees.
啊，没有生果嘅树。
Only one thing that he should not do.
啊，嗰度只有一样嘢佢哋唔应该做。
He should not take fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
佢唔应该伸手去摘呢个系分别善恶树嘅果子嚟到食。
Recorded in Genesis chapter 3.
啊，喺创世纪嘅第三章我哋能够读到噶。
Why did God forbid man to take the tree, fruit from that tree, the knowledge of good and evil?
点解神要啊拦咗唔俾人嚟到去食呢一个分别善恶树嘅果子咧？
Because God the Father intended His children to go to Him to learn everything.
因为呢个神佢想佢嘅儿女嚟到去佢嗰度嚟到学习一切。
Whatever they would be for their benefit in education,
啊，无论咩嘅事情为着佢哋嘅教育，佢哋嘅益处
，would come from Him, the supreme teacher.
啊，系从神嗰度嚟，系嗰、那个啊，系至尊嘅、至高嘅教师。
But you know, Satan wasn't agreeable to that.
啊，但系魔鬼佢唔会同意呢一个。
Satan doesn't agree to God's program at all.
啊，撒旦对魔鬼对神嘅啊安排，佢系冇系唔中意啦。
So he got in quickly.
啊，佢就好快嘅进入嚟。
And what did he do?
啊，佢点样做咧
？He ruined the human race's future.
啊，佢毁坏咗人类嘅将来啦。
By tempting them to do what they were told not to do.
啊，去试探佢哋，叫佢哋做去做一啲佢哋啊被吩咐唔好做嘅嘢。
They sinned.
啊，佢哋犯罪啦。
And what does sin do for us?
啊，罪对我哋有咩嘅后果咧
？Well, what did it do for Adam and Eve?
啊，佢对罪啊，使到阿当同夏娃有咩嘅后果咧
？It made them naked.
啊，罪叫佢哋系赤果啦。
After they disobeyed God,
啊，当佢哋唔遵从神嘅说话嘅时候
，they were aware that they were naked.
啊，佢哋就察觉到原来佢哋系赤果嘅。
That's what sin does.
啊，呢个就罪所带嚟嘅啦。
It just exposes what we are.
啊，罪乃将我哋暴露出嚟，系显出我哋系点样嘅。
What we may try to hide,
我哋尝试要隐藏嘅嘢。
What we may hide for a time,
啊，即系我哋可以隐藏一阵嘅嘢。
Nevertheless, ultimately. It will come to light.
但最终都系会被光嚟到照出嚟噶。
Sin makes us naked before God.
罪系叫我哋喺神面前系赤裸。
It did that for Adam and Eve.
呢个叫系亚当同夏娃系咁样。
And what was the result?
嗰个结果系点咧
？Oh, when they heard God coming in the garden.
当佢听到神要嚟到园中嘅时候
，they hid.
佢哋就匿埋啦。
Because they were ashamed.
因为佢哋就羞耻啊，觉得
ashamed of their nakedness.
啊，佢哋对佢哋嘅赤果，佢哋系羞耻啊。
Of being exposed in their wrongdoing.
啊，喺佢哋嘅错误嘅里边做错嘅嘢嘅里边，佢哋被暴露出嚟啦。
God said, "Where are you? Where are you? I'm looking for you."
神话你喺边度啊？你喺边度啊？我揾你啊！
See the father, he wants to chat with his children.
你睇下父亲想同佢儿女讲说话。
I think it's nice when I see.Little girls or little boys talking to the father or the mother.
啊，我睇见我哋当中嘅小孩子啊，小女孩啊，同佢哋嘅父亲同佢母亲讲嘢啊，真系几好啊。
That's what mum and dad love so much.
呢个唔系父母好喜欢嘅咩
？To hear the boy saying, "Dad, what about that?"
啊，就系听到个儿子同佢话啊，爸爸啊，呢个点啊
？Oh, mum, why do you do that?
啊，我先同妈妈讲啊，妈妈，点解你做呢样嘢啊？
The communications with parent and child very precious and lovely.
啊，父母同儿女啊嘅相交嘅交通交谈系何等嘅可爱。
But when Adam and Eve had offended in their disobedience,
啊，但当亚当同夏娃喺佢哋嘅犯罪嘅里边堕落啦
，they were afraid.
啊，佢哋就惧怕啦
，and they hid themselves.
啊，佢哋就匿埋啦。
But the Lord found them out.
但系主都揾到佢哋。
And then he just questioned them.
啊，主就问佢哋啦。
That's perhaps where we begin now.
啊，我先问开始嚟就读一啲嘅经文。
We read from verse 9, chapter 3.
我哋读创世纪第三章，我哋由第九节开始读。
From verse 9.
第九节。
Will you read, brother?
啊，创世纪第三章第九节。又话神呼唤那人，对他说：你在哪里
？From verse 9, to verse 16.
第九節到第十六節。
Now, if you do not have a Bible, please listen.
如果你沒有聖經的，請你來聽。
All right.
第十节，他说：我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。耶和华说：谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子么？那人说：你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。耶和华对神对女人说：你作的是什么事呢？女人说：那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。耶和华神对蛇说：你既作了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的畜生野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也要彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。又对女人说：我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管下你。
Verse 12,
第十二节。
No, I'm sorry. Verse
11, 第十一节。
Here the Lord is speaking.
神在这里讲说话了。
He said,Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not?
耶和华说：谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子么？
And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of this tree, and I did eat.
那人说：你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done?
耶和华神对女人说：你作的是什么事呢？
And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat.
女人说：那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field.Upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust thou shalt eat all the days of thy life.
耶和华对神对蛇说：你既作了这事，就必受咒诅，比一切的畜生野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。
First God spoke to the woman.
神先同女人讲。
And then he spoke to the serpent.
然后佢同蛇又讲。
And here in verse 15.
第十五节。
Speaking to the serpent.
他跟这个蛇来说，
said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
第十五节，我又要叫你与女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Now here the Lord doesn't excuse.He doesn't excuse, doesn't say, well, it doesn't matter what you've done.
神这里没有给他们一些藉口，你做什么都不要紧了。
He underlines the disobedience and the guilt.
神将这个他们的不信服和他们所犯的来到点名出来。
He didn't allow them to think, oh, I didn't do it.
他们神没有让他们这样解释，就说我没做到。
When he spoke to the woman,
当神同这个女人讲的时候，
the woman blamed the serpent.
这个女人就赖那条蛇了。
And when God spoke to the serpent,
当神对蛇讲说话的时候，
he had an excuse as well.
他都有他的藉口。
But notice,
但留意，
as soon as there was a calamity,
当那里是有祸患的时候，
as soon as so deplorable damage had been done to the relationship,With God and man.
当神同人之间那个的关系受到咁严重的即来到受损害的时候，
He makes a promise.
神就在这里给作那个应许。
Speaking to the serpent.
神当对蛇讲说话的时候。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
If you got a Bible,
如果有你的圣经，
this is a good verse to underline.
这一节的圣经是宝贵，你应该赞住它的。
Because here is the first reference to the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊,这里是圣经里面第一次来到讲到耶稣基督的。
You may not understand that statement at the moment.
或者暂时你不明白这句话,
but what does the Lord say?
啊,主说什么呢?
To the serpent, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
神对众说话,我又要叫你与女人彼此为仇,你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。 女人的后裔要伤你的头,你要伤他的脚筋。
The seed of the woman was going to bruise Satan's head.
妇人的后裔是要伤蛇的头。
Now that was good for the woman to know.
这个如果是给女人知道就好了。
There is some remedy for the ruin that has come through her disobedience.
那里有一个挽救,虽然她是 是做错了事,以致有个堕落。
And here is the beginning of God giving encouragement or promise to all of us when we are in trouble.
这个是神最初来到对人在有麻烦、有困难的时候,人是神给神的第一次的应许。
We have an enemy.
我们有一个仇敌。
Of course we don't love him, or we shouldn't anyway.
我们不应该爱他的。
We have an enemy.
我有一个仇敌,
the Bible tells us about him.
啊, 圣经告诉我们关乎这个仇敌,
he is named.
啊, 他有名字的,
Satan.
啊, 撒旦,
or the devil.
啊, 即是魔鬼,
or the deceiver.
啊, 即是欺骗人的,
we have an enemy.
我有一个仇敌,
why?
为什么呢?
Because he's against God's purpose in our lives.
因为在我们的生命里面, 他要抗拒神在我们生命里面的旨意。
Satan wanted to be equal with God.
撒旦他要想跟神同等。
He wanted to be as God.
啊, 他要成为神。
You know, there can't be two gods.
啊, 那不可以有两个神。
I didn't know a little boy. I heard about a little boy.
啊, 我听到一个小孩子的故事。
He was only about two.
啊, 他两岁,
and somebody said to him,
有人跟他说,
Paul, what would you like to be when you grow up?
啊, 保罗啊, 你大个了你想做什么?
And Paul said, I suppose there couldn't be two gods.
啊, 保罗啊, 我想那里不可以有两个神啊, 是不是呢?
Fancy a kid thinking like that.
你很奇怪,小孩子竟然会这样想的。
But that's our frailty. We begin to think stupidly.
啊,他说这个人类的软弱,是多么犀利呢?我们很容易就想这些愚昧的东西了。And
to act wrongly.
啊,他又要做一些很愚昧的错误的东西了。Satan
said, I will be as God.
啊,撒旦说我要做神。And
what did God say?
神说什么呢?
Well, that won't do up here.
啊,你不可以留在这里了。
So you better go down.
啊, 你不可以天上, 你要降低了。
And we read about that.
啊, 我们圣经里读到这个事,
in Ezekiel chapter 28.
啊, 在以赛亚28章的里面,
or in Isaiah 14.
啊, 或者在以赛亚14章,
we're not going to stop with that this morning.
啊, 但今天我们不会提这些经文了。
But Satan did have an honorable place.
啊, 撒旦原本有一个很尊贵的地位。
But sin was found in him.
啊, 但在他里面找到罪出来了。
His desire to be equal with God.
啊, 他有个渴望与神同等。
But he was cast down.
啊, 但他被赶下来了。
Well, what did he say?
他说什么呢?
Well, if I can't be God up there, I'll be God down here.
啊, 说我在天上不可以做神吗? 我要在地上做神啊。
And he's called the God of this world.
啊, 圣经里面说他是这个世界的王。
And we're told what he does.
啊, 我们又圣经说他在这个世界做什么?
The God of this world blinds the minds of those that believe not.
啊, 这个世界的王是弄瞎了那些不信的人的心眼。
That they should not behold the glory of Christ.
以致他们见不到基督的荣光。
He's busy down here doing that.
啊, 魔鬼是很忙的,在地上来做这件事。
And there are many that say, I don't see any beauty in Jesus.
好多人说,我看不见耶稣,有什么明明的?
I don't feel any need of him.
我没需要耶稣啊。
Ah, we do need him more than we know.
啊, 实际我们真的需要他多过我们所认识的。
And we need not despair if we find we're wrong and we can't be righted.
啊, 如果我们发觉我们做错了,我们不能够校正,我们不需要失望。
Because God has made a promise.
因为神给我们的应许,
the seed of the woman,
啊, 妇人的后裔,
would bruise Satan's head.
啊，喺伤蛇嘅头。
That's wonderful.
啊，何等嘅奇妙。
And we are reminded of that right through to the New Testament.
啊，一路直到新約，啊，呢度都咁樣提醒，應該提醒我哋。
So that childbirth in the Bible has many references.
啊，所以聖經裏面講到生產，啊，兒女有好多嘅記載。
Why?
點解咧？
Why? Because it was the seed of the woman, the child.
係講到婦人嘅後裔，係講個兒子。
Was going to be God's answer to man's need.
啊，乃成為人類嘅需要嘅解答。
And man's deliverance from Satan.
啊，乃將人從魔鬼嘅手裏邊嚟到釋放出嚟。
You know, in chapter 4.
喺第四章。
Here in Genesis chapter 4.
啊，喺創世記嘅第四章。
We read in the first verse.
我哋讀第一節。
Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, Ah, I've gotten the man from the Lord.
啊，第四章嘅第一節，有一日那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就懷孕生了該人，便說耶和華使我得著一個男孩子了，佢開心啦。Was
Cain the man that God had promised should bruise Satan's head?
係咪該人係咪神所應許要傷蛇嘅頭嘅嗰個孩子咧？
Well, it's the seed of the woman.
冇錯，佢係婦人嘅後裔。
And Eve were permitted, of course, to think, oh, she had the promise fulfilled.
啊，好似夏娃，佢以為神嘅應許就已經得著應驗啦。
I have gotten a man from the Lord.
我已經從神嗰度得著咗個男孩子啦。But
it wasn't the man.
但唔係嗰位嗰個人。
There are men.
啊，嗰度有好多嘅人。
Some are called a man.
有啲人話係有啲係某個人。
Or men.
啊，或者係好多嘅人。
But the man.
但我哋所講嘅特別係嗰個人。
That's what we are to look for in history.
啊，我喺歷史裏邊我哋要睇嘅嗱呢一個。
And in our Bible also.
啊，乃至我哋聖經裏面都係咁樣。
And I said there's much reference in the Bible from that point in Genesis to childbirth.
啊，我哋就提到喺聖經裏邊由呢度開始就好多嚟到講到啊關於就係婦人生產嘅。
Why?
點解咧？
Because it was through childbirth that there was going to be deliverance.
啊，因為透過係兒女嘅出世啊，以致係人能夠得到釋放。
And there are consequently very important instructions given for what should be done at childbirth.
啊，所以喺當係兒女出世嘅時候，神有好多嘅指示話應該點樣做。
Many scriptures to the reference of the cost of childbirth.
啊，喺好多嘅聖經裏面嚟到講到啊，係生產兒女要付嘅代價。
Bible refers again and again to the labor of a woman.
啊，聖經裏面常常講到婦人生產嘅時候嘅痛苦。
Prior to childbirth.
啊，喺生產之前係有話嘅痛苦。
But not only that.
啊，唔單止係咁。
Precautions that should be taken that there should be no defiling. No uncleanness in this question or event of childbirth. You can look at it another time. But in the book of Leviticus, chapter 12, there are very precise instructions. What should be done at the time of childbirth? And what care had to be taken that there was no uncleanness. This must be avoided because childbirth was a very important event.
因為生產兒女是十分重要的事情。
And in that chapter, Leviticus chapter 12,
在裡面的十二章裡面,
we're told, or the woman, or we are given instructions.
啊，指示我們應該怎樣做。
What care should be taken.
啊，怎樣要留心。
For a male child.
啊，一個男嬰。
Or for a female child.
啊，或者女嬰。
Very precise instructions to ensure there was no uncleanness.
啊，好清楚嘅指示，如果都啊，冇沾染不潔。
Now we also see through the Bible, through the Old Testament.
我哋喺舊約嘅聖經裏邊，我哋一路都能夠睇見
this expectation.
呢個期望
He who should be born of a woman to bruise the serpent's head. And again and again in the scriptures, we get situations which are very desperate and very needed. So where is the man? For example, in Isaiah chapter
59,
Isaiah chapter 59, we'll read verse 15 to 16.
Isaiah 59, verses 15 to 16.
You read.
那时耶和华看见没有公平，甚不喜悦。他见无人拯救，无人代求，心为诧异，就用自己的膀臂施行拯救，以公义扶持自己。
Verse 15 says, Truth faileth. He that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey.
第十五节那里说，诚实很少见，远离恶的人反成为掠物。
The Lord saw it and displeased him. There was no judgment.
He saw, verse
16, there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Well, this arose a number of times. A situation that required a redeemer, or a man. And since there was the promise, whenever there was a promising birth, oh well, is this the man? Isaiah had to report disappointment. Jeremiah has to do the same. Jeremiah chapter 5. Jeremiah chapter 5, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment that seeketh the truth, I will pardon it.
你们当在耶路撒冷的街上跑来跑去，在宽阔处寻找，看看有一人行公义，求诚实没有？若有，我就赦免这城。
An emergency required a man.
一个很紧急的情况，需要一个人出来。
Required the promised man.
需要那个应许的那个人来出来。
But he's not available.
但他却不在那里。
In Ezekiel also.
以西结都是这样。
Chapter 22.
以西结第22章,
Ezekiel chapter 22.
以西结第22章,
verse 30.
第30节,
and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge, stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none.
以西结第22章的第30节，我在他们中间寻找一人，重修长垣，在我面前为这国站在破口，防图使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个。Because
God had given the promise.
因为神已经许了,
the seed of the woman should bruise the serpent's head.
妇人的后裔要伤蛇的头,
there was this expectation.
我有个期望,
man would come.
这个人应该来了,
and he looked for, he was expected.
他期望这样寻找他,
but he did not come.
但他没来到,
But when we come into the New Testament,
但我来到新约的时候,
in the Gospel according to John,
啊, 约翰福音,
verse, chapter
19, 第19章,
what do we have?
我们读到什么呢?
Jesus is on trial.
啊, 耶稣是被审判了,
he's before Pilate.
啊, 他在比拉多的面前,
there are those that are accusing him,
啊, 在控诉他,
seeking his destruction, his death.
啊, 要寻找要处死他,
and he's examined,
啊, 他都被审判了,
and he's scourged by Pilate.
啊, 他被希律来到鞭打,
what do we read here?
我们读到什么呢?
John chapter
19. 啊, 约翰福音第19章,
then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. 啊, the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns.
啊, 啊, 比拉多就鞭打他了, 要兵士用荆棘编作冠冕摆在头上,
put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe.
啊, 戴在头上又被他穿上紫袍, 第19章的第一节,
and they said, Hail, King of the Jews!
啊, 他们就第三节, 他又哀近他说, they, 公理犹太人的王啊, 又用拳打他,
they smote him with their hands.
啊, 他们用手掌来打他,
what did it say?
啊, 那里说什么呢?
Verse 5.
啊, 第五节,
then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe.
耶稣出来, 戴着荆棘冠冕, 穿着紫袍,
and Pilate said, Behold, the man!
啊, 比拉多就跟他们说了, 你们看这个人,
not a man.
啊, 他骂一个人,
in the examination there had been reference to this man.
啊, 我们一路看到这些圣经是讲到等候这个人,
this man Jesus,
这个耶稣这个人,
what you would do with this man,
你怎样对待耶稣这个人呢?
But here now Pilate gets a burst of prophetic revelation.
在这里比拉多他在这里是一个很预言性的这样来宣布,
says, Behold the man,
看啊这个人啊,
yes, the man, the promised seed.
没错, 就是那个人啊,
the promised seed of the woman.
就是婴儿这个妇人的后裔啊,
he's come.
啊, 他已经来了,
he was there.
啊, 他已经在那里了,
but oh, how unlikely that he should be the man.
啊, 但竟然是他是那个人呢?
What do we read?
我们读到什么?
He had been beaten.
啊, 他被人鞭打,
he'd been spat upon.
啊, 他被人用橙水吐到他面上,
blood was pouring down his face from the crown of thorns.
啊, 他头上荆棘的冠冕,血流到他面上,
and the spittle of the soldiers was dripping off his chin.
啊, 那些士兵啊,那些吐的口水在他面上,
that doesn't fit surely with what the Apostle Paul said.
肯定这个不会是适合使徒保罗所说的那个人呢?
We have beheld the glory of God, the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
啊,使徒彼得说,我们见到这个神的儿子的荣耀,这个就是耶稣基督的荣耀,在这个面上。
God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness,
啊, 神是吩咐光来到照进黑暗的里面,
has shined into our hearts,
啊, 照进我们的心的里面,
to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
啊,
the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
神荣耀的光辉在耶稣基督的面上,
how does that fit in with this?
啊, 你怎么能够将这个来到配合到这些经文呢?
This Jesus has been taken out to be crucified.
这个耶稣是被人带出来来到要赶到营外来到钉十字架,
how does it fit in?
他怎么能够配合这个人呢?
The glory, the light of the glory of the of God in the face of Jesus.
啊, 荣耀的神, 神的荣�ao在耶稣基督在他面上。
Well, you know, in Isaiah it says,
啊, 当我们读以赛亚书的时候我们读到,
chapter 52,
第52章,
and verse 7,
第七节,
what does it say?
那里说什么呢?
We saw no beauty in him.
啊, 他都说, 我在他的面, 他的没有佳容美貌,
his face was more marred than any man's.
啊, 他的形, 面貌比别人枯槁,
and alternative reference to that, or translation of that,
啊, 或者另一个这样的翻译是,
His face was so disfigured, he could hardly be recognized as a human being.
他的面被毁坏，以致你认不出他是人啊。
The glory of God.
神的荣耀。
How does it fit in?
怎么能够配合它呢?
With his face.
能够配合了这个面呢?
What is the glory of God?
神的荣耀是什么?
Brothers and sisters, what is the glory of God?
弟兄姊妹，神的荣耀是什么?
We'll read in First John, in the Gospel by John.
我们读约一书的时候,
chapter 1.
第一章,
and verse 14.
第14节,
what does it say?
它说什么呢?
The Word, that's Jesus, was made flesh and dwelt among us.
说,
and we beheld His glory.
说,
glory, the only begotten of the Father.
说,
full of grace and truth.
说,
that's God's glory.
说,
not a great brightness.
不是一个很大的光辉,
God's glory.
乃神的荣耀,
is His grace and His truth.
乃神的恩典和神的真理,
it tells us about Jesus.
乃告诉我们耶稣,
the glory of God was in Jesus.
乃神的荣耀在耶稣的身上,
and that glory is defined grace and truth.
乃这个荣耀就这样的定义就是恩典和真理。
How unspeakable the grace of God.
神的荣耀是说不出的荣耀,
that He can overlook all the violence that was done to His Son.
他可以不看人对他儿子所施行一切的强暴,
that He can see from heaven what His Son endured in the cross.
能够看见天上面的儿子在十字架上所受的,
and yet come out to us in grace.
仍然是用恩典来到向我们伸手,
forgiving the undeserving.
是赦免那些不值得赦免的,
changing the inexpressibly wicked.
能够将那些说不出的邪恶的坏的人能够将他们改变,
declaring acquitted, righteous.
能够将那些定罪的人能够说他们成为公义,
through what Christ had done.
是透过什么呢?透过基督耶稣所作的,
the glory of God is His grace.
神的荣耀在恩典里面,
have we needed it?
我们有没有这么需要呢?
Do you need it?
你需不需要呢?
Do you need the grace of God?
你需不需要神的恩典呢?
Indeed, we all do.
我们实在每一个都需要,
there's no exception.
我们没有例外,
we've all sinned.
我们每一个都犯了罪,
how can God declare us saved or forgiven?
神怎能够宣布我们是得救的,我们是蒙赦免的?
I met a lawyer in Burma when I was there.
在缅甸的一些时候,
and speaking about making people right or Christians,
你要全讲什么是对的,你叫人能够成为基督徒,
forgiving the sinner,
是叫他成为蒙赦免的罪人。
This lawyer, he was a good Christian.
这个律师是一个好好的,这个律师这样传讲,这个律师是一个好的基督徒。
But he explained God in this way.
他这样来解释神,
because he's God.
因为他是神,
of course he can do everything.
他能够做一切呢?
He can forgive.
他能够赦免,
he can acquit the guilty.
他能够叫那些犯罪的人无罪。
No, not on the sovereignty of God.
不行,如果在神的主权那里是不行的。
That's turning the sovereignty of God to lasciviousness.
那将神的主权变成为不法的了。
We are saved law-wise, legally.
我们的得救是合法的。
In the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在基督耶稣的十字架上面,我们的得救是合法的。
He has by His death,
他透过他的死,
and taking us in Himself to the cross,
将我们带上到十字架的上面,
He has fulfilled all righteousness,
他满足一切的公义,
that God can be just and the justifier of those who believe in Jesus.
神能够是, 就是叫我们相信耶稣的人能够真称他为义。
It's God's grace.
这是神的恩典。
Not his sovereignty.
不是说神的主权他赦免我们。
That reaches us in our dilemmas and difficulties.
在我们这个很大的困难和很大的矛盾的里面。
The grace of God in Jesus Christ our Lord.
神的恩典在我们基督耶稣的里面。
Wounded for me.Wounded for me. There on the cross, he was wounded for me. You know that.
你认识这个诗歌吗？为我受创，为我受创。耶稣在十字架上面为我受创。
His death was real.
他的死是真的。
His sufferings were real.
他的受苦是真的。
Shameful but factual.
好像是很羞耻，但是真的。
The grace of God.
神的恩典。
Fulfilling the promise,
满足神的应许
that the seed of the woman,
妇人的后裔
should bruise the serpent's head,
能够要伤蛇的头
who shall take the prey from the mighty,
边个能够在强壮的人手里边来到抢老物呢
who shall set the captive of the tyrant free,
边个能够在叫被掳的人得释放呢
is declared in Isaiah chapter 49,
在以赛亚书第49章咁样宣布
I, the Lord, am thy Redeemer.
他说我是神是你的救主。
Let it be known, I am thy Redeemer.
让你知道我是你的救赎主。
Yes.
没错。
Behold the man.
看啊，这个人。
Oh, he looked unlikely, but he was the one who bruised Satan's head.
虽然人看好像不像是他，但是他就是那位能够刺伤，是将击伤蛇的头的。
I realized,Only recently,
我最近才这样领会。
There are two things here put together when Jesus is on trial.
当主耶稣在这
里 by Pilate,
是被拉多审判的时候，那里有两件事。
He does prophetically declare beyond his human knowledge, the man, this is the man.
在比拉多在他越过他人的认识的里面，在神的奇妙的安排里面，来到他宣布这个。预言性的宣布看这个人就是说耶稣就是这个人
But in the same context,
但在同一个内容的里面
He says, I've examined him, I can find nothing in him.
他说我审查过这个人我的里面一点错处都找不到
That's how he redeems us, how he can.
这个就是耶稣为什么能够拯救我们
He satisfies the holiness of God.
他满足神的公义的要求
He silences The devil,
他叫撒旦没什么好说
and he gives peace to those that believe.
他将平安来到赐给那些相信的人。
He's come.
他已经来了。
He's present.
他已经在这里了。
And he wants a place in your life and mine.
他想在你的生命里面，我的心里面有一份啊。
Not just a corner where we may poke him for our convenience.
不是，他只是将他摆在一个角落头那里。我们在我们的方面的里面的时候来到搞他。
Some people try to accommodate an unwelcomed visitor.
有些人他们尝试来到将一个他们不欢迎的客人呢来到去接待一下。
They don't want him to stay too long, so they don't give him a big house or a big room.
他们不想他留得太久了所以不给一个很大的房间或者大的屋给他住。
Give him just a corner.
给他角落头。
No, the Lord comes to fill.
但主耶稣来是要充满你。
When he is Lord,
当他是主的时候
he can do all things.
他能够做一切的事。
And he will do all things.
他一定会做一切的事。
He makes our salvation full.
他叫我们的救恩是丰丰富富的。
Makes our freedom real.
叫我们的自由是真的。
And clears our conscience of any fear.
叫我们的良心能够除一切的惧怕。
Rejoice not over me, mine enemy. Though I fall, I will arise again.
我们不用怕我们的仇敌，纵然我跌倒七次，我都要站起来。
Though I sit in darkness,
虽然我坐在黑暗的里面
，God will give me light.
神会俾我有亮光。
Micah chapter 7 verse 19.
弥迦书嘅经文。
He is our redeemer.
他是我们的救赎主。
He has come.
他已经来咗啦。
He is present here.
他已经喺呢度啊。
And there may be one, two, three, or more.
或者一个、两个、三个，或者更多。
Who do not know yet?
话你认识耶稣噶。
That their body can be the dwelling place of the Most High.
你的身体能够成为至高者的居所。
And their members can be instruments for righteousness.
我们的肢体能够成为义的器皿。
He is the Lord.
他是主。
First Savior, then Lord.
他先是我们的主，然后是我们的救主。
And that's how we can know a satisfactory Christian life.
我们这样才能有一个满意的基督徒的生活。
Christ in you, Christ in me.
在你的里面，在我的里面。
The hope of glory.
荣耀的盼望。
No other hope.
不能没有别的盼望。
No chance elsewhere.
可能再没有别的，在别处能够有机会了。
Oh Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣。
We worship and praise you.
我们敬拜你。
We bless your holy name.
我们敬拜你的圣名。
We read that for the joy that was set before you, you endured the cross, despised the shame.
我们得到你为着你面前的喜乐，你就轻看十字架的羞辱。
You are the author and the perfecter of our faith.
你是我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
You are here and within those that receive you, preparing us for the glory.
你是在这里，你是为着那些接受你的人来预备他将来的荣耀。
Oh, we thank you.
我们感谢你。
Pray that we may know the wonder and the depth and the sufficiency of your work.
我们求主你必叫我们能够明白认识你奇妙的作为和你的奇妙的恩典。
Do it, Lord, for every one of us.
主啊，为着我哋喺呢度嘅每一个，你为我哋咁样做。
Even if we do not understand.
就算我哋唔明白。
Or perhaps we do not want.
或者我哋甚至唔想要。
Even overcome our ignorance.
主啊，你胜过我哋嘅无知。
And oh, invade our life, dear Lord.
主啊，求你进入我哋嘅生活嘅里面。
In your love and in your holiness.
喺你嘅爱，喺你嘅圣洁嘅里面。
That we may recover the image of our Father.
以致我哋能够恢复我哋父嘅荣耀嘅形象。
And be in the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
以致我哋有耶稣基督嘅模样。
Amen.
Amen.